My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Out to the River Islands guest line, joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Hey, Stink, what's going on?
Detroit Lions film, just kind of grinding away as I'm prepping my game and sitting in my hotel room, like just studying football. That's all I do.
So you got Lions this week? I haven't even looked ahead. Who do they have?
Arizona. Let me just tell you, the film on Arizona from last weekend and what Kyler Murray did, that's one of the top 10 performances I've watched, one of the top maybe five performances in offense I've watched in the last decade. Like, what they did offensively, and he got to the point where, like, he was so confident and cocky, he's just throwing balls. I'm like, oh, you can't throw that. You can't, wow, what a throw. Like, forget about it. As a matter of fact, he had a throw in this game where he is scrambling around. He's got pressure, rolls out of pressure, climbs back in the pocket, rolls back out to the outside, is rolling the outside. He throws the ball, and as soon as he releases it, he turns around back to the sideline, his back to the receiver, puts his hand up. He Steph Curry's him and starts walking back to the sideline before the guy caught it. Touchdown. He made three guys miss, should have been sacked, dead to rights, throws the ball, turns around Steph Curry style, and just walks off the field. I mean, it was one of the most ridiculous performances you will ever witness.
Well, and you're watching tape of Kyler do that to the Rams, which is, of course, the 49ers' opponent this week. So, are you seeing that they are vulnerable?
Yeah, the Rams are in trouble right now. The Rams have lost, the majority of their offensive line. They've lost Puka Nacua. They've lost Cooper Kupp. Those guys are just the engine, if you will. The guys who make it all go. So, they're in trouble. And the one thing about the Rams, and you just kind of got to understand how they're built. Like, the Rams are a power run football team, downhill football team disguised as a spread team. So they run and they get a lot of favorable looks because Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, oftentimes they'll tell you they'll run 12 personnel, like two tight end personnel run plays, out of that 11 personnel. They call it 11.5 personnel because you don't ever expect those guys to run, motion across the formation and work in combination with the offensive tackle and basically run, like a tray block. And these guys at wide receiver can do it. And so it's not things that you work on as a defense. And so they get you in a lot of interesting, personnel groupings because those those two guys, you know, are basically spread personnel, but they block like tight ends. And so they'll get you in, you know, in little people on the defensive side of the ball, and they'll beat you up physically. And they can't do that. They got torched in this game. They got torched by the Cardinals. And the Cardinals showed no mercy. They were like a wounded animal, and the Cardinals got all over the Rams.
Yeah, nearly 500 yards of total offense from an Arizona team that's been one of the big bright spots from week two. How did the Niners go about attacking the Ram defense without Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey? Do they have to change their identity of a lot of 21 personnel, or can they still stick with that with Jordan Mason being the lead back?
No, Jordan Mason's been running the heck out of the ball. The only thing that Jordan Mason, you know, doesn't do that McCaffrey does is he didn't split out and run, you know, wide receiver routes and things of that nature. McCaffrey's so good out of the backfield catching the ball, and he's outstanding between the tackles as well, as we both, you know, we all know that. We've seen that play out. But, you know, I think they continue to lean on that running game, continue to lean on the play action stuff off of that. Now, all of a sudden, you know, this is what you paid Ayuk for, right? Ayuk is wanted to be a top three wide receiver, want to be paid like a top three wide receiver. Well, you know, I've said it from day one, you're not. So you're going to take less than that. And that's just the way I feel. But hey, now you can prove me wrong, right? You can be the go-to guy in this offense, and you can be the guy that bails out Purdy, and you can be his, you know, his number one guy. Go show everybody that you know, you sat, you know, you held in, for instance, for a reason. And so now it's your opportunity to shine. And I think he needs to take that very seriously and go out there and be the guy that takes all the pressure off the injured guys that they have.
Mark Schlereth is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. 95.7 The Game Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, Stink, let's talk about your area of expertise, and that is the offensive line. Trent Williams had a great game Monday night, but needed a little rest tucked into it, and then not as good of a game on Sunday. What should we expect in terms of a ramp up based on how much camp he missed?
Well, the fact that he's, you know, 30 whatever years old, 35, 36 years old, he's an absolutely dominant performer. But yeah, you know, you've got to have days to recover. I know they give him the vet days and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's all part of it. But you know, even a guy in Trent Williams that's 80%, like even if he's 80%, he's still 100% better than everybody else. So you just line him up and you go out there and play him. And one thing about Trent, and I respect this, like that dude will miss a block occasionally because he's not just trying to block you. He's trying to snatch the soul from your body while he blocks you. And so occasionally, you know, he'll come off the ball, you're just basically trying to end your life, and you slip him and you'll make a play and he's just, all right, I'll go back to the huddle. You know, you may make a tackle here or there, or you may make a play here or there, but by the end of the game, you're going to be so physically beat down that you're just going to, you know, want to tap out. And I respect the heck out of the way he plays the game that way. Like, he is fearless and he is not worried about missing a block. Like, every now and again, he'll miss one. And you're like, good for you, big fella, because, you know, you're not getting cheated. That dude does not get cheated. He tries to hurt people, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's like a home run hitter who strikes out but takes three massive cuts. You can kind of forgive it the way you're breaking that down.
That home run hitter that hits one, it's foul, but it's in the upper deck, and everybody comes out of the dugout and marvels at it, right? Like, how in the hell did he hit that far? It's not even in play, but you still just marvel at it.
Yeah, impressive to watch him in space and, you know, absolutely pancake people. I can't imagine what that would be like to go up against him. I do look back at the week two game against Minnesota and think about Brian Flores and what he was able to do confusing Brock Purdy a little bit with his fronts and the Niner offense. Is that something that can be duplicated by other teams, the way Minnesota went about trying to slow down the Niner offense?
They're so complex, and they're very sound. Don't get me wrong. They're very sound in a very unsound fashion. So they do things, and they get to where they need to get to out of places they shouldn't be able to get there. So I don't think there's a way. I don't really think you can duplicate what they do. Simply because, like I said, they will. You know, you'll be walked up in an A gap, and you'll be the deep cover two defender, you know, on that side. And so you got to bail out, you know, 26 yards from being in the A gap when they snap the ball. Like it's stuff that you just are like, that's unsound, in their disguise and some of their principles, but they get to where they need to get to because they're so versed at doing it. They've done it so much. So you will never see somebody go, oh, look, they really had success in Minnesota doing this. We're going to duplicate that, because it's just like what you'll end up doing is you'll end up costing yourself a game trying to do something that you're not capable of doing. And they have just done it. They have coached it. They have taught it. They've got, you know, 100,000 reps at doing it. You don't, you know, and it comes down to a lot of times in the NFL. And I always kind of found this a little bit faulty, but, you know, your coaching staff will see a play that somebody else ran and had great success against a particular team. And you're like, oh, we're going to steal that and we're going to use that play, which I understand doing it. And I understand the principle of doing it, right? Because the other team had great success. But what if you don't really understand or know that play very well, all the nuance of that play? Like, I can draw it up and I can tell you what they're trying to do, but there are always issues. There are always problems. There are always little nuanced things that are the difference between success and no success in that particular play. And so you'll grab it. You'll snatch it off film. You'll put it in. You'll install it. You'll coach it up to the best of your ability, but you don't really know it. That's not really one of your plays. And so all of a sudden you'll run the play and something will happen and it'll be a 6-yard loss. And you're like, damn, I didn't think about that. And so that team that actually knows it, that you stole it from, they've coached that part up. They know that part. You don't. And so there's always a potential disaster in stealing plays and stealing concepts from other people if you don't really know it, if you're not really versed in it, and you have never really coached that particular, you know, situation before.
Mark Slareth with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Stink, I saw a good question earlier today. Actually, I think it was a friend that asked me this. For the 49ers against the Vikings, was that a bad game or a bad sign? How would you answer that?
I would say it was a bad game. And, you know, and it was, I think it was a really good game by Minnesota, really good game by Kevin O'Connell, you know, and the way they attacked the 49ers. I thought Fred Warner was all over the freaking place. That guy was amazing. But, you know, I think more of, you know, it was just a bad game. And like I said, Brian Flores and that defense, and they're very good. They really know what they're doing. And they're a tough, they present a lot of dirty, muddy looks. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, it's not just your quarterback, it's other players, it's receivers, it's other players that also get confused and also make mistakes. So that's just one that I would chalk up to. They got us. It was a bad game. We didn't play our best. They made a couple of big plays. You know, you can't give up a 97-yarder coming off your goal line. Like stuff like that, you know, that's one I would just chalk up to, hey, man, bad game, we move on.
And a bounce-back spot potentially against Los Angeles, familiar foes, a team that, you know, McVay and Shanahan have gone head-to-head more than twice a year at times. How much Do the Niners look at the Rams as somewhat of a wounded animal on offense as far as being able to scheme things up defensively against a team without Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua?
Yeah, I think it's big time. You know, I think it's, you always respect your opponent, but you know, I talked to McVay about it, you know, about it. Like they went about and changed back into kind of what they were, because the 49ers just physically wore them out. Last year there were two close games, but the last couple of years, the Niners have just beat the snot out of the Rams, like physically just wore them out. And that was part of what they addressed with their offensive line and the way they operated as a group is they needed to get more physical. And so last year they did that. And I think both those games, they may have split in the regular season last year. Both those games were close though, as I recall. But that was the part of the way they addressed what was ailing them, their deficiencies, was like, we got to be more physical so we can hang with the 49ers. That was part of the whole kind of concept of what they were trying to accomplish.
The second game between the Rams and Niners was the last week of the season where the Niners were resting most of their players, but you are right that the Rams did win that game. They rested most of their players too, for that matter. Mark Schlereth joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, that game was Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz, right?
Exactly.
No, but I mean the first game that they had where it was their players versus the Niners players, I called that game, as a matter of fact, the Rams in the last
game. Yeah, and it was tight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the Niners won that, I think that was like week two last year, so...
Right.
Yeah, Mark, we were batting this around after what we saw last night with Nick Sirianni and the Eagles, and without kind of leading you in any direction, I just want to ask you this. How would you compare and contrast Kyle Shanahan and Nick Sirianni?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I mean, I think that Kyle Shanahan is a phenomenal football coach and has an identity of what they want to be. And the Philadelphia Eagles to me are one of the most, if not, you know, arguably the most talented team in football. And they want to be something other than they are. And that's like that is always irritating to me. Like, there's so much coaching that instead of coaching guys to what their strengths are and leaning into the strengths of those particular players, so many coaches are worried about what guys aren't. And I'll give you, for instance, like I just called the Giants-Washington game. Daniel Jones can run the zone read, pull the ball, run around, run the boot keep, half field reads, get on the edge, be explosive as an athlete, right? Develop or deliver the ball if you got a good running game, you know, outside access in cover three or one, and throw the ball. Like, he can operate and do a lot of those things. But it seems like with the Giants, they're worried about making him, but he's not quite good enough as a drop back guy. And my thought is, I get that he's not. So let's lean into what he is. Let's live in that world. It's like Lamar Jackson is the most, like, I've never seen a dude that makes NFL players look like JV players. But we're so, you know, we have such a want to make him a drop back, you know, like he's going to drop back and he's just going to eviscerate people. That's not what he is. So why don't we just lean into what we are as opposed to worrying about what we aren't? And it's the NFL, you know, it drives me nuts. Like, damn, we can be really good at being what we are. I just love teams that have an identity. And with Kyle, I always think you guys just have an identity. I know every time I turn on the film, I know what we're going to get. We're going to dominate the run game. We're going to dominate the play action. Everything's going to be married together, and it's going to work perfectly.
Mark, always great having you, man. We love it, and we thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.